Good morning. It's Friday, February 6th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Arizona police say they believe Nancy Guthrie, the missing mother of U.S. television anchor Savannah Guthrie, is still alive 5 days after her disappearance. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos said investigators are operating under the assumption that the 84-year-old woman is still out there as the search continues. The FBI is reviewing two ransom notes sent to media outlets and has arrested a California man accused of sending a fake demand. A $50,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest. Blood found on Guthrie's front porch has been confirmed as hers, and her pacemaker disconnected hours after she returned home from a family visit. Officials say the case remains active and urgent. Another news. Canada is moving to shield its auto industry as U.S. tariffs continue to hit production and jobs. Prime Minister Mark Carney announced a new plan on Thursday to support car makers and accelerate Canada's electric vehicle transition. The measures include financial incentives for manufacturers producing vehicles in Canada and the return of consumer EV rebates. The move follows U.S. President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on Canadian cars and parts, a major blow to an industry that exports most of its vehicles south of the border. Carney said Canada must prepare for a future with reduced reliance on the U.S. market. The government is also strengthening trade ties with China and South Korea as officials brace for uncertainty ahead of a USMCA review later this year. Around the world, senior U.S. and Iranian officials are set to begin direct talks in Oman amid mounting fears of military confrontation. The negotiations come after a significant U.S. military buildup in the Middle East and escalating rhetoric from President Donald Trump, who has warned Iran of possible strikes if no deal is reached. Washington is pushing for limits on Iran's nuclear program and broader concessions, while Tehran insists talks remain focused solely on nuclear issues. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff are leading the discussions, which are being mediated by regional powers. Analysts say the talks may be a last opportunity to de-escalate tensions after months of unrest, sanctions, and threats that have pushed both sides closer to open conflict. Another news. Thailand's progressive opposition may win the election, but history suggests that may not be enough. The People's Party, a successor to the dissolved Move Forward movement, is leading opinion polls ahead of Sunday's vote. Young candidates and a reformist platform have energized voters frustrated by economic stagnation and inequality. The party is calling for constitutional changes to curb the power of unelected institutions and the military. However, previous reformist victories were blocked by courts and conservative forces, with parties dissolved and leaders banned from politics. Legal cases are already pending against dozens of People's Party figures. Even if it wins the most seats, many in Thailand expect another showdown between the ballot box and entrenched power structures. Another news. Taiwan has taken a major step in strengthening its military deterrence against China. Taipei announced successful tests of a new jet-powered attack drone developed in partnership with U.S. defense firm Kratos. The Mighty Hornet 4 drone is designed as a low-cost, cruise missile-like system that can be deployed in large numbers. Taiwanese engineers validated the integration of a local mission payload during trials in the United States. Officials say the project will help Taiwan rapidly expand its unmanned capabilities as Chinese military activity around the island intensifies. China continues to send warplanes and ships near Taiwan almost daily. Defense experts say mass-produced drones could play a key role in complicating any future Chinese attack. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.